Hello, and welcome to our NABBW teleseminar for June 14th, 2012. In a moment, I will introduce our guest, Judith Geiger, and we will start our discussion on reinventing your life via soul coaching. But first, let me introduce myself and set the stage. For those of you who do not know me, I'm Ann Holmes, the Boomer-in-Chief of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women. We have a website found online at www.nabbw.com, and we have a forum at www.boomerwomenspeak.com. We also have a Facebook page that's at facebook.com/NABBW. Should be pretty easy to find that. Our websites are the number one sites found via the major search engines when you search on the keywords baby boomer women. If you're not a member of the NABBW, you're welcome to join us. You'll find a handy link on the front page of the NABBW website, which you can use to join. The call this evening is an example of one of the many benefits we provide our members. We have recordings of approximately 90 past teleseminars, which are yours with membership in NABBW. You won't see the listing for the calls on the site unless you're a member, however, because we keep them in the members-only area. Now, let me go over the format for the call today so everyone's clear on how it's going to go. First of all, I advise you get yourself comfortable. Make sure that in addition to having something to drink, you have paper and a pen to take notes, because I'm sure that you're going to want to take a few notes on this exciting call. As we get started with the call, the phone lines will be muted, and Judith and I will be talking. After that, we'll open the lines for questions from the audience. If you have a question before the lines are open, please use the box on your computer screen to type in your questions. That way I'll be able to see them and I'll be able to relay them to Judith when the time comes for questions. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is give some background on today's guest, Judith Geiger, and then she and I will spend about 30 minutes discussing how we can reinvent ourselves via soul coaching. So let's get started. I'm delighted to introduce our guest for the evening, Judith Geiger, who has been an NABBW member for quite a while now. Judith, who is known as the Be in Love Again coach, specializes in intuitive coaching for women who are reinventing their lives. She assists you to rediscover love, love for you, your life, and your relationships. Live in the life that you know you were meant to live. That's what she wants you to do. Judith has been studying spirituality and various coaching modalities for over 10 years. She is a certified life coach through the International Coach Federation, a master relationship coach for singles, a certified soul coaching oracle card reader, and a Reiki 2 practitioner. I'm sure there's some other things that she's also capable of because I looked at her website. So if I've forgotten to mention a few of those things, later on in the call I'll be giving you access to her website, but I'll just tell you right now it's at beinloveagain.com. Now, please help me welcome our guest expert this evening, Judith Geiger. Judith, before I launch into my questions, why don't I give you a brief opportunity to tell our listeners who are live on the call tonight about the special offer that you have for them.
Well, hi, Anne, and thank you. Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, I'm excited to offer this because it has real value. I'm offering them an absolutely free mini soul coaching oracle card reading. That would be a 30-minute reading, totally free. All they need to do is send me an email, and they can send me an email at judith@beinloveagain.com. And in the subject line, they need to type BBW mini reading. So BBW mini reading. And I'm not putting a time limit on this because I know that this recording will be listened to months and maybe even a year or two later. So I'm just going to leave this open. As long as they have that code in the subject line, I will give them their reading.
Well, that's wonderful. I was going to be prepared to tell people that if they weren't live on the call tonight, they didn't get that offer. So it's really delightful of you, Judith, to share it with anyone who listens to us in the future. That's
absolutely
really wonderful. Thank you very much. Now, I know that you and I have been reviewing the questions that we're going to cover, and we have a lot to go over. So why don't I get us started here with our first question and remind people that if you have questions, the call is muted right now, but you'll be able to ask questions later on in the call when I say that it's question time. And until then, if you have questions, just go to the box that says Q&A on your screen and type your question there, and I'll be able to see the questions and pass them on. So let's start by saying, what is a soul coaching oracle card reading, and how did you get interested in doing them?
Soul coaching oracle cards, for one of those things that just sort of came into my life. You know how that happens. Well, let me first explain to you what the cards are. They're a 52-card deck. They were designed by Denise Lynn. Some people say that she actually channeled the cards. They are so delightful. The cards are, they have beautiful illustrations on them and a single word. And some of the examples of a card would be miracles. And then there's a little tree with a nest with three little eggs in it. And another example might be enthusiasm. And there's a beautiful bluebird with a gorgeous sun shining. And the affirmation on this particular card is, I celebrate everything in my life, and I live in limitless joy. So these cards are really designed to help you tap into your intuitive knowing. That's the way that I use them, because I use them as like an extension to my coaching.
Okay.
Denise Lynn designed these, and they were created by Hay House. Now, the way I do the cards, it's not a psychic reading, and it's not fortune telling. Instead, what it is, it's like a coaching session using the cards for deeper insights. And people get a lot of guidance from the cards, a lot of clarity. They actually really tap into their own souls.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very deep. And what we do, this is how it works. First, I connect with the cards energetically. And then we decide on what topic the person wants a reading on. So it can be everything from attracting abundance to relationship spreads to there's a whole year-long spread so you can look ahead at your life for a year and organize what you want to do around that. I just really can't say enough about these cards. I've seen them do so much good for people. And the way I got interested was I had always been interested in oracle cards. I have a deck of Doreen Virtue's oracle cards, actually. And I would just, you know, randomly shuffle them and pick a card every morning when I was doing my meditation. I didn't think too much about it, really, until it came to the point when I was going to go to Omega. And this was a big deal. I was going away on this retreat. And every morning for an entire month, I chose the Omega card. And it didn't matter how I shuffled the cards. It didn't matter how I did everything I could not to get that card. But when I drew the card, that's the one I had. And then I started really paying attention. It's like, phew, there must be something to this. So when Denise Lynn offered her course, Soul Coaching Oracle Card Reading, I decided to take the course. I just thought it'd be something that I would do for me, maybe for my family. And it turned out that the course was a lot more involved than I realized it was going to be, and I needed to do 88 card readings to get certified.
Okay.
So through doing the card readings, I understood so much more at a deeper level what was going on and how much value the people were getting from these cards when you were doing it in a coaching manner that I just got hooked, and I decided that I would add it to my practice.
All right. So that's part of the special training, this 88 readings.
It's 88 readings, and, plus, we had hours of classroom work with her also. Mm-hmm. And that was just to get certified with the cards. But, of course, also I've been training for several years now as a coach.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm curious, how is what you do with the soul coaching oracle cards different than a psychic reading? And I have to say I've not had either, so I'm a total novice at this.
Okay. Well, a psychic reading, I have had a few. And a psychic reading, if you go to a psychic, it depends on the psychic, of course, they're all different, but oftentimes they're going to tell you what they see in your future, what's going to happen. And they'll also tell you some about the past. You know, I see that you had blah, blah, blah. And with the card readings that I do, it's not like that at all. What we do is you get a specific question, an open-ended question, not a yes or no, because the cards aren't giving you yes or no answers. The cards are opening you up to opportunities that are available to you that you might not see. Mm-hmm. So when you draw the cards and we do coaching around them, which maybe we'll get an opportunity to do a little bit of that today, you can see that it's a much different energy than a psychic reading.
Okay. Now, when I've seen people get a psychic reading on, say, in a movie or on television or something, they're there in person with the person who's conducting the reading, and they see the person drawing the cards.
Right.
But I know you've told me that you can conduct readings. In fact, your offer to people that are on the call this evening is that you can conduct a reading for them by phone or by Skype. So mm-hmm. So how is it that you can do a reading by phone or by Skype?
Right.
What I've always seen in the movies is that you have to be there in person.
Right. It is pretty fascinating because even with my coaching work, most all of that is on the phone. And the first thing that people do often is they say, well, don't we have to be in person? And if they are local, I will meet them for lunch or something so they can get to know me better. But actually, coaching is, I think it's better on the phone. It takes away all the distractions, and you just have the voice. And it's similar with the cards, because what I do with the cards is I will describe what I'm doing. I'll describe how I'm connecting with the cards. I'll describe what things look like. I'll tell you what the card looks like, the colors, the energy about the card, you know, maybe some meaning behind the card. I will add my intuition when it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are very surprised that they really feel like they're right there with me. And then what I do is after the reading, I email the people pictures of their cards. So then they can take them and they can make a collage. They can journal with them. And they always really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that they would. Now, what are some of the reasons that people come to you because they want to do an oracle card reading?
The same reasons that they would come to me for coaching. So anything that they want to work on, whether they want to work on creating more abundance in their life, that they want to take a look at their relationships and how they can make them better. Perhaps they want to find their ideal partner. Anything that you would go to coaching for, maybe you're wondering if you want to change careers or go back to school. All of these things can be clarified through the cards. Now, not everything is going to be done in one card reading because, again, it's not a psychic reading. But it opens you up to opportunities, and I've had many people, after a card reading, decide that they want to coach with me because what they've discovered during their card reading is what they want to work on. And quite often, that's a big part of what people need. They often don't know what they want.
Good point. I know that I did some coaching before I ended up buying NABBW, and I primarily coached people on how to start a business and,
mm-hmm.
you know, help them to figure out what type of a business to start. And that there was a lot of that where quite often the first session or two of coaching was me trying to help them get a focus on what it is that they might want to how they wanted to take something that was a part of their life, an interest of theirs, and turn it into a business. It was quite often very hard for people to figure that out. So I can imagine the same thing applies in all aspects of our lives that you would do coaching on. That's the only kind of coaching I've ever done.
Right. Well, so, people often feel stuck or, Working with the women that I work with, reinventing their lives, they're often older, and they know there's something more. They're just not sure what that is yet. So it kind of jump-starts that process.
Well, that makes sense. Now, do your clients have to be in a long-term coaching agreement with you in order to get a reading, or can anyone contact you and ask for a solo reading without having a decision to do extra coaching?
No, they absolutely can get, excuse me, a standalone reading. I have another website. My second website, I actually put that one up recently just for my cards, and that is oraclecardcoaching.com. And there you can find under services, you'll see that there I offer bundles of coaching to go with the cards. You can get a standalone reading, or you can get a bundle, which would be a standalone reading by itself and then 2 or 3 hours of coaching, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What types of readings do you offer?
Oh, a huge variety of readings. I won't go down the whole list with you because it's very massive. But I do two lengths of readings. I do a 30-minute and I do a 60-minute. So say in the 60-minute reading, that would be either a 7 to 12 card reading. And there again, sometimes we add extra cards to it. But that would be things like attract abundance. I have a relationship spread that's 9 cards. We can do the medicine wheel. We can do a birthday spread. These are always fun. That's 12 cards, so you do a card for each month of the year coming up after your birthday. So you do it on your birthday or close to it. And these are really good because people take them, and they'll take their cards, and they'll actually put them on the calendar. So then when they flip up the calendar for that month, they'll go, oh, this is the month where I'm stepping into joy, or this is the month where I'm really focusing on abundance. And it really helps them to clarify what they're doing for the month. And then if you do the shorter readings, there's things like if you need to make a decision, there's a shorter spread for that. There's some shorter relationship spreads. There's a what's next spread. And there's even a messages from your spirit guide spread. So if you're wanting messages from your guides, you can do it through the cards.
Tell me a little bit more about the spirit guides. What are spirit guides?
Well, spirit guides are who are with you. There are, you know, many people believe in guardian angels, so it would be a message from your angels. It mm-hmm. may be a message from Mother Earth. It may be messages from angels in general or from your own special spirit guide that works with you.
Okay.
Everybody has different belief systems mm-hmm. and whatever they're working with.
Okay, so if someone is working with you to do a reading and or coaching, is mm-hmm. that something that you discuss with them before you get started as to what type of belief systems they have?
Right, what they would like to work on, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, I'm starting to understand how this works a little bit, I think, a little bit.
You know, in coaching, everything is about the client.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the client's belief system and what they want to work with.
All right. So given that, what you've just said, what types of insights do your clients get from the readings? Could you give us some ideas on that?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, they always vary. They vary in intensity and they vary in depth, how much awareness someone gets. But mostly people come to some sort of clarity. Maybe they decide they want to begin a new adventure, change something, let go of something that's been holding them back. I know there was a woman I did a reading for not too long ago, and it was all about career and, you know, moving her business forward and so forth. And as we got into the reading, it was showing up more and more on the love side, and it helped her to realize that after her divorce, she had put dating on hold for so long And she only wanted to do it for a while, but it had turned into years because she'd focused so on her career. So now she's gone back, and now she's working on creating that ideal partnership with someone. So it opens, just opens you up to all kinds of possibilities, you know, whatever is your potential.
Mm-hmm. Can you give some examples of how someone might have come to you for a reading and then gone into a coaching program with you? You know, how do the two work together? I guess what I'm looking for is, you know, some examples of successes that...
Right, right. Well, that was one right there, mm-hmm. because then, you know, they went into the conscious dating program. I have a conscious dating program for singles. Mm-hmm. That's my master relationship coaching, and it's a fabulous program. And if someone is wanting to find their ideal partner, this is an amazing program. So if they do the cards and they decide that's something they want to work on, we can do that. Or sometimes people will work on the cards and decide that... I had one woman who wanted to leave her... She had a good job, but she wanted to leave her job and she wanted to open a little business of her own now that she's older. So she's working on that. So it's, you know, it varies so from end to end. That's one thing about life coaching, is that it is a broad spectrum.
Okay. I guess then, how do you, and also I guess how do your clients know that the card readings are accurate?
Excuse me, yes. That's a great question, because, again, it's not a kind of reading where this is what you have to do. What the accurate part comes in is, are they the perfect cards for you? And the clients know. The minute I turn a card up for them and start asking them questions about the card, light bulbs start going off. They know they're accurate. And, you know, I gave the example earlier of picking the Omega card no matter what. But I had one time I was doing an email reading. I don't do email readings too often because I prefer to do more of the coaching with the cards. But a person wanted an email reading, and it was early in the morning. It was actually the last of my 88 readings. And so I was kind of in a hurry, and it was early in the morning, and I was doing my cards. And the question the person had asked me, I pulled a card, and I said, oh, that can't be the right card. So I put it back in the deck. I never do that, but like I said, it was early in the morning, and I did. I shuffled the cards all up. Out of 52 cards, I pulled a card, and I got the card again. I said, okay, I'm paying attention. So I ended up telling this person about that. I said, apparently this card was really meant for you because it came up again. And she explained to me that the word on the card was exactly what she had done on a collage just recently and had it on her wall. And it meant
wow.
so much to her. So, you know, there's all kinds of examples like that, that it just turns you into a believer that the cards are the right ones for you.
Mm-hmm. And do people actually change jobs or move across the country or fall in love based on...
I wouldn't say they do it based on a card reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's a first step. It's not, you know, again, it's not like a psychic reading where someone says, oh, you're moving to California. It's not like that, you know. We open up the cards and... The cards might be talking about enthusiasm and joy, and then I'll be talking to them about what brings them enthusiasm and joy and what's going to lead them to that. Well, maybe going to California is going to lead them to that. Then we do some coaching on whether or not that's going to work for them. One thing is, I am based very much in practicality. I'm very spiritual and I'm very practical. So in my practice, they go together.
Okay, it's good to know that, but somehow it seems like we don't necessarily associate those two talents together.
I know. And I think from what I've been seeing in the world lately, I think they are coming together much more than they ever have before.
Any thoughts on why that might be, spirituality and practicality
I think it's a new paradigm. I think we are moving into an era of spirituality. I think it's going to be much more mainstream. It's going to be part of everyone's lives, but it's not going to be necessarily the over-the-top kind of spirituality. It's going to be more grounded and more in the practical.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing with many people that I know.
Okay. Can you give an example of that?
Well, probably an example, the best example I can give you is I do a lot of studying with Carolyn Mace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can get any more spiritual and practical than her. In fact, I'm taking her class right now. I'm becoming an archetype consultant. And there again, it's very spiritual and it's very grounded into the practical and how you can use it in your life every day.
In case all of our listeners don't know who Carolyn is, could you explain a little bit about who she is?
Well, anybody can go to her website. It's myss.com, Carolyn Mace. And Carolyn has been an author, speaker, spiritual advisor for, oh my gosh, probably 30 years. And if you go to her website, she's got all kinds of free videos there to watch. And she talks, she's very, very practical. Carolyn was, well, you have to go see for yourself. She has a PhD and everything to do with anything religious or spiritual. She knows about it. She's a historian, and she weaves the spiritual and the practical very well, I think.
Okay. And it's Carolyn Miss, M-Y-S-S.com?
Mace. It's spelled like Miss, but it's Mace. myss.com. You don't even have to put the Carolyn, just myss.com.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from that website.
All right. Well, I think this is wonderful information that you've given here to get us started, and so I'm thinking that at this point it would be a good idea to open the call up and let our listeners have a chance to ask you a few questions.
Sure, that'd be great.
I want to make sure that people understand that you've told me that you would welcome questions on a variety of topics. You'll be happy to answer questions related to the cards, to your
mm-hmm.
coaching practice, or to your personal experiences.
Absolutely.
A chance to share your journey, which I didn't get a chance to ask you about that, so maybe we should make sure that you do share your journey with
okay,
us here on the
yeah.
call. And then I guess I'll just say, is anyone interested in how the Soul Coaching Oracle Cards can help you in your life? Judith is happy to answer any questions. So those of you who are on the call here live tonight, all you need to do is just speak up and we'll recognize you and give you the floor to ask a question. Who wants to be first? Okay, I see that we have people that are here listening to us. They're, I guess, being shy. Maybe since they're being a little bit shy, why don't we go ahead and have you answer that question about your journey that I
okay.
said I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I've had quite a journey over the years, and I have two really pivotal points. And one is the reason why I'm a coach, and the other is the reason why I'm helping women to reinvent their lives. So the first one was I became a coach in 2005. In 2004, I have had been for many, many years in the electrical wholesale field. I run an electrical wholesale business. I'm the owner. I do everything there. I work with contractors. And it was fine. It was it was okay business. It was a little hometown business. I didn't have to go very far to work. There really wasn't anything wrong with it, except I was noticing that I wasn't really fulfilled. But then I didn't pay attention to those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but when you try to ignore it and different things keep coming knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, well, not really all of a sudden, it kind of worked up slowly, but after a while, my allergies got really, really bad. I've had allergies all my life, but they got so acute. I ended up going to the doctor and getting another medicine every time, and I was on 7 medicines twice a day, and with all my allergies, I'm allergic to most of the medicines, so I was just a mess.
I bet.
So I went online one day, and I said, you know what? I don't know much about holistic medicine, but I'm going to go take a look because there has to be something that's better than this. And in the process of looking for holistic medicine, which I did use a few of the things I learned about, but I also learned about life coaching. And it was like I just knew the moment I learned about it and what it was that it was what I was meant to do. Talked it over with my husband, and within a month I was enrolled in coaching school. And like they say, I haven't looked back. So It took me probably, I think it only probably took me 3 or 4 months to get off all of the medicines except for one. And that was only in a very small dose. And it had to do with, of course, some of the things I'd learned and changing my diet. But it really had more to do with just becoming fulfilled. Loving what I was doing, happy with what I was learning, excited about what I was doing every day to get out of bed. And it was like, whoa, you know, if doing something that makes me this happy when I wasn't unhappy before, if it can change my life that much, I understand how much coaching can change other people's lives. Because when I went to coaching school, one of the things I needed to do was hire a coach. That's part of what you have to do, the curriculum. And I can remember the very first day that I was talking with my coach. I said, I have no idea what you're going to coach me on because I'm very happy with all of my life except for this little thing about getting a new job. And I know now that she must have been chuckling to herself because I ended up staying with her for 3 years. It just kept getting better and better. It's kind of one of those things that when you don't know how much better it can get, you don't know that you want it or need it. But it was really eye-opening for me.
One of those cases of you don't know what you don't know.
So you don't have it.
Right.
Yeah. And I just kind of have to laugh at myself now when I think about that first time that we talked. And, of course, all of our coaching was on the phone. She lives several states away. And I just absolutely still adore her. And the second part of my journey had to do with earlier in my life in 1995. In 1995, I was divorced after 27 years of marriage, got married very, very young. And it was a horrendous divorce, as many of them are. And after the divorce, after a while, and, you know, a lot of work that I did, I managed to recreate my life. I have a new husband, a wonderful husband. I live on a little horse farm that had been my dream all of my life. I got my first horse when I was 47, I believe, 47, 48. And I started taking horseback riding lessons after we got married. So, you know, your dreams can come true later in life, and that's what I want women to know.
Excellent. Well, coming out of that story, I would have to ask you I think it's important for me to ask you, how important do you think coaching is for women who think that they already love their life?
Yeah. And, of course, you know, you don't know but there is a good chance that there is more. If they have any inkling at all that maybe there's more, you know, hire a coach that you feel really connected to. Stay with them 2 or 3 months. See what happens. It's certainly worth a try.
Do you have any advice for people on how to pick a coach?
Well, definitely you want to talk to more than one coach. You know, you may feel very, very connected to one, but it's a good idea to interview 2 or 3. You know, look for their credentials. They don't, you know, certified isn't always the word you're looking for. Look to see if, you know, if they've done the training that would benefit you. The reality is, in this world today, you don't have to have any training to call yourself a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it is good to investigate. And then almost all coaches give you like a 30-minute consultation. Take
mm-hmm.
that 30-minute consultation and see if you really feel like you make a heart connection with them. It's important.
Because
mm-hmm. you're going to be talking about, you know, intimate things of your life. And within coaching, everything is confidential so that you can feel free to talk about whatever you need to.
Very good to know. Now, you decided to become a coach, as you've just clearly told us, later in life.
Mm-hmm. Much later in life.
Was that a hard decision for you to? I mean, it sounds like you may still have the other business.
The other business is it's going to be dissolved in, I think it is about another 6 months.
Okay.
I did keep both for a period of time, and there, you know, that's the practicality in me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't advise anyone to jump into a brand new business and let everything else go that, you know, was your safety net.
Right.
If it's, you know, it takes time to build a coaching business.
Mm-hmm. So you decided to invest in this new training, invest in
mm-hmm.
yourself, and
yes,
and,
a lot.
a totally new you emerged.
Absolutely. Again.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times in my life. And, you know, so many women talk about getting older and how they're concerned when they hit 40. And it's, you know, ever since I turned 40, my life has just gotten better and better. And I'm now 61, and every day just it gets better.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
I'm 60, so I remember that when I first realized I was going to turn 60, which of course is much better than the alternative of not
turning 60.
That's
right.
But still, 60 was a real difficult thing for my brain to handle.
Uh-huh.
I somehow never thought that I would, you know. Well, I guess I should explain that when I was in grad school and college, I did research where I interviewed women. Mature women, and my research was on if they communicate differently than younger people do, because the media is always talking to, you know, younger audience, you know, 18 to 36 or something like that is, you know, the prime. I'm losing my memory on exactly what is the was back then in the 70s, the prime audience that everybody wanted to talk to. But I got interested in a mature market. I was curious if people communicated with them differently, and so I did interviews with 100 women that were 55 plus. So to me, they were my old ladies that I interviewed.
Uh-huh.
And so
yep.
Suddenly, I'm facing the fact that I was going to be 60, and I'm going, "Whoa, you know, how did I get to be one of those old people?"
Yeah.
And of course, we don't feel. You know, like as long as we are lucky enough to be, you know, healthy, I don't think that I at 60 feel the way that I must have thought that those old people did when I interviewed them back when I was in my 20s. So,
well,
so
I think that's true, though. I
mm-hmm.
think it's very true. I think women today do not feel older, and I think they used to. I think it was almost programmed into them, you
mm-hmm.
know. You could see the clothes that they would start to wear. Well, why did they do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still had bodies where they could wear the clothes they wore when they were 30, but they didn't. You know, they put on clothes like they were 70, and they just sort of gave up. And the women today are not doing that. The women today are ready to be vital, and I think we've had some really good role models the past 20 years. I mean, we had Sophia Loren.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many that have shown us that we can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just got back before the interview. I just got back from a 3-mile walk, and it's a lot of hills. So, you know, we don't have to stop.
No, absolutely. Well, I'm talking too much about myself here when I would really like to give our listeners a chance to ask you some questions. So I'm going to once again remind you listeners that you're not muted anymore. You can speak up, just ask a question, and Judith is going to be delighted to give you an answer. So I see people on my screen. I know you're out there, so don't hesitate. Ask us a question.
I don't bite, really.
All right. Well, I will remind people, those of you who are listening to this call, whether you're live now or listening to it later in the recording, that you can learn more about Judith and her coaching on her website. That address is www.beinloveagain.com. And then she's just told us about her other website, oraclecardcoaching.com.
Right.
And in addition to the two websites where you can find out more about the work that Judith does, she's offering you a chance to get a mini soul coaching oracle card reading by phone or by Skype. And to get the call, all you need to do is know the secret code, which is that when you send Judith that email at judith@beinloveagain.com, that you include in the subject line BBW mini reading, and then she will know that you are qualifying from listening to this call. You're qualifying for the free was a 30-minute session, right?
30-minute, yep. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I'd love to give you one too, Anne, if you'd like one.
Oh, I think that would be delightful. I will. When the call is over, I will communicate with you on how we can do that.
Sounds good.
Now, we have about 10 more minutes here left on the call as far as the time that I've made available, so I would certainly love to give you a chance to have some people ask you some questions.
Well, if we don't have anybody to ask a question, would you like me to draw you one card?
Oh, that would be fun.
Okay. All right. I won't go into a long spiel about everything I normally do because it would take a little bit of time, but I will tell you that I have a beautiful gold cloth laid out, and I have taken the cards and shuffled them, and I've laid them out, and normally I would, let's just do it this way. I'll shuffle them a little more, and you tell me when to stop.
Okay, now.
Okay. Now I lay the cards out, spread them out, and I'll choose a card just for you. The card that you received tonight, now we didn't have any special intention before we drew the card, so it's just whatever it speaks to you. We didn't ask a question or anything. But the card that I drew for you was love. And there's a man and a woman with a big heart in the center. And the affirmation on the card is, I am wonderful. I receive and give love today and always. So my question for you is, how are you giving love every day? How is it already happening?
Well, hopefully my husband thinks that I'm a loving spouse. I also think that I hope that through the work that I do through NABBW that I'm showing love to anyone, hopefully baby boomer women that find the website and have questions. We have, you know, so many different topics that we try to provide information on that site to help baby boomer women as they're getting to this wonderful part of their life. And in addition to that, I'm hoping that my mother is is feeling that that she's loved by me. She's lives in a totally different part of the country from me. She's down in Arizona, whereas I'm in Illinois. But she's going through, in the next 10 days, she's going to be having surgery cancer. And I'm hoping that as much as I'm not close physically to her, I'm hoping that she's feeling that I am very supportive of her and loving of her and hoping that she comes through it really well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'll say a prayer for her, too. Okay, so this love card shows you all the areas that you're already giving this tremendous love. And I would say that your work is a labor of love. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Definitely, yeah. I feel drawn to draw a card for your mom. Would you like to do that?
Sure.
This is for you and your mom.
Okay.
And the card I drew was courage.
Wonderful.
I live passionately and courageously. So if you get a chance, tell your mom that she got the courage card.
I will definitely tell her that.
Taken to surgery with her.
Okay.
And I'll send you a picture of the card. You can send it on to her.
I will do that.
All right. So, Anne, you get a little sense of what a card reading is. That's just a little tiny section of it. But when you start thinking about that love card and all the ways that you're using it, you may even get some deeper insights around it later.
Yes, I'm sure that, because I realized after I got done speaking, well, I forgot the part about how I have a daughter and a son. So
hopefully
they feel parental love, and I have a son-in-law, so hopefully
often with coaching, with the cards and with coaching, light bulbs go off later. So the coaching doesn't end when you stop the call. It continues on. The thoughts and ideas continue on.
Now, when you do your coaching, does it quite often involve homework, or is it basically something that people only, it only goes on while they're on the phone with you?
It varies. Some, especially when you're doing the Conscious Dating Program, there's quite a lot of homework. The Conscious Dating Program is a 165-page workbook. So there is a lot of exploration that goes on during that program. Other coaching, it depends. There's usually some sort of a commitment that's made, whether someone's working on their business, whether they're working on their relationship. But once in a while, it's just a mind shift, and it happens during the call, and that carries them through.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. I see that we're getting close to the time to end the call. Is there anything else that you feel important to share with us that I haven't asked you about?
Gosh, I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered me.
Uh-huh.
I do. Well, there is one thing that I could tell you is I keep growing. As I told you, I love my life more and more. And part of that is because I keep learning. And one thing that happened for me recently is I became a Reiki practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
So I do add Reiki to my coaching for people that want that. And the people that have heard of Reiki before would understand, and others, it's a universal energy that you channel, and it helps people with all of their life, whether it's emotional or physical. It's an energy that's not guided by me. It just goes through me to them for whatever they need.
Okay. That's fascinating. And how do you train for that?
Actually, I am going in August to get my master in that, and I'm going to be working with William Rand. He's the head of Reiki.org, You can find out all about Reiki at reiki.org, R-E-I-K-I.org, and there's tons of information there.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to encourage our listeners to once more speak up, ask a question if you've got one before we finish up the call here today. We don't want to leave anybody with any unanswered questions. So any of you that are listening, I've never had a call where none of our listeners will speak. So this
shocked them. Sorry. Well, I'll tell you, if they're shy and don't want to speak up on this call, they can send me an email if they have any questions.
Okay.
Okay.
And that would be great. So, Judith, right. It's been wonderful talking with you today, and I really appreciate the reading that you did for me and for my mother. I can't wait to tell her that we're sending her courage to go forth with her surgery. I she's 82, and I certainly did not expect that at 82 she would be diagnosed with lung cancer, especially since she's never smoked. This is what's happened to her. So I am delighted to know that we can give her courage here for going forth with her journey. And I really thank you for being my guest and for this discussion on how we can love our lives and how we can use the oracle cards to help reinvent our lives. I think this is something that I didn't know anything about. And so once again, before I close, let me remind people that your websites are at oraclecardcoaching.com and beinloveagain.com, and
yep.
that people can communicate with you if they have questions that they didn't want to ask on the call at judith@beinloveagain.com, and that you have made this wonderful offer to everyone listening to the call to get a mini soul coaching oracle card reading by phone or by Skype. And to get that, they just have to send you that email with BBW mini reading in the subject line. So
they go to my website, I forgot to say they could actually get a free ebook, Sacred Self-Care, Celebrating That Love. Celebrating That Love Begins Within. So
excellent.
That's there for them for free. Okay. Well, thank
excellent.
You so much, Anne.
Thank you. And thank everyone for joining us. And we will be all waiting to find out what happens as we have a chance to talk with you and have our card readings. So.
Okay. I look forward to it.
All right.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.